Thank you for tuning in to Prevailing Word Broadcast. This message is presented by Reverend Ibu Hassan, the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel. Enjoy this insightful kingdom living message.
The way up is down. The way to go up is to go down. Please turn with me to the book of James chapter 4 and verse 5 to 11a. Father, we take authority over the spiritual atmosphere. We ask that your word will come to us. We ask that your voice will be clear to us. We ask that you will establish something in the spirit. We ask that we will all better off because of it. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Verse 5 of James chapter
4.
Do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusted to envy? But he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Humble yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hearts, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord and he shall lift you up. Speak not evil one of another, brethren. As the year has started. It's a message on humility. To teach us that the way to go up is to go down. The way to be promoted is to go down. God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. It is grace that will take you to where you must be by the end of the year.
Receive it.
By all means, plan. By all means, pray. By all means, project. By all means, do what has to be done. But in the midst of all that, remember that the way up is always down. Verse 10 says that humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. There are two ways to humble yourself if you're a child of God. You either become like a little child who doesn't know anything, or you become like a servant who is prepared to do anything he's asked to
do.
As we grow in our lives and in our Christian walk with the Lord, it is important that we understand that the way up is always down. Jesus said, I am among you as one that serves. So I want to talk about humility and pride at the same time. And to help myself and to help all of us create a Christian culture that God will be able to lift all of us up and that none of us will be resisted by the Lord. Many times when you plan and you embark on something, there are things and there are forces that will fight against your projections.
Na mbiri pebre sa wo di adie bi tu wani su sa wo beye. Na wo su sa wo ni oma sa wo beye. Akudie bebre etumi kutiao.
Circumstances may fight against you.
Niyama ewo wakwe mune tumi kutiao.
Then the devil may also get on your case and try to inhibit you.
Na obon samsu betumi aba wakwe mune wa shase se wo ye esi akwanyama.
It becomes worse when God joins in and also begin to resist you. As for circumstance, you may be able to circumvent them. As for the devil, you may be able to deal with him. But once there is pride in your life, when you resist the devil, he will not be resisted. So there is a way that pride is manifested in the church. And I want to share with you some of the ways that pride is manifested in a church. This is not all there is, but it's a way of setting our minds thinking along the lines of humility as against pride. The first way pride is manifested in a church is when people do their own thing instead of what they have been asked to do. So the point is doing your own thing. When you are part of an organization, you cannot do your own thing. When you are part of a family, you cannot do your own thing. Because what happens to one member of the family, although he may say it's my decision, affects every member of the family. Whether they like it, they accept it or not, they may deny it, but the truth is that if you are part of an organization, what you do affects the others.
Ebia wo betumi akase media me ye enko bia e mi amabrabo na ne wo mu ne se ne ti bia ra ne a wo beye no e yade a ebetumi aka ebusua ne bi enu ti ne a wo beye bia hweni ye.
So it's important that if you are part of the family of God in a church like our church, you determine not to do your own thing, but to do what you have been asked to do.
And it is a work and when you're minkro fuku and what is a sorry who dia. And then I'm in your word, you say, one kasa ubeye ni asasa woye. Nemo ubeye dia ya kachira woseye.
When you become a leader in a church, you will often find yourself telling people what to do. Now you are telling people what to do, not because you know it all, but the position demands telling people what is expected of them. That's just the way it is.
Now
in this relationship, you will find that there are people, you ask them to do things, they will just do what you ask them to do in the way you ask them to do it.
Now
but there are others who may think that they have a better idea than you have, and they may do it or they will do it the way they think it has to be done. And I want to suggest to you that we don't need that in the church of God because it brings unnecessary tensions. I believe that a real leader is open for suggestions. So anytime you have an idea as to what you think has to be done, instead of going contrary to what you have been asked to do, you may talk to the leader about it and then do it on his consensus. Otherwise, you create a bad spiritual environment and God may not be able to lift us up, because it may be a sign that you think you are better than your leader, you know better than your leader, you are more clever than your leader, and this is not healthy in the world of the spirit. In spiritual things, you need to be careful you don't use the world gimmicks. While the leader is talking to you, you may be older than the leader, you may be more educated than the leader, you may have more status in life than the leader, but he is the leader. So grant him or her the benefit of the doubt and just do what the leader has asked to be done. And again, I want to say the caveat. If you think there is a better way, you can always talk to your leader. Let's iron things out and let's think about the kingdom of God ultimately, and not just what a man has said, But if you have an attitude, oh, I will not mind him, I'll just do what I think has to be done, it is not healthy, and it is probably a manifestation of the pride in your life.
Obia ne mo kwan mo obi tumi di ni susu yi ebre no na okandifo papa so yo obi otumi tin susu no no ye ohwe ne ye wo no tumi ma ne ode akwanja ne bai se wonye bibi me fa wo pe enya ade a wo pe e wa sori mu susu mu ne o ma ne ye nya ne sa me fa wi ase mu kwan ya fa so de ne o ma ne enfa mra sori dem mu susu mu ne o ma ne wone ate enti se wo kandifo ba wo akwanchre bi anasa wo chire bibi a wo sa wo ya ye ne pepepe se wo wa dwen fufuro bi wo ho a kwana kwa wunu na ne ne nche no no so bebie ni mu se ohwe na enam onyame kwan so pepepa obema wo kwan ama wa ye.
Can I have an amen for the Lord?
Amen.
So God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble.
And it will nyame ni awa manu ho so no obrano ase na ni awa obrano ho ase no manu
so. So that God can bless the work we are doing, and we shall have more results. With the effort we are putting in now, we can end up having more results. So let's clean the bad blood and remove the smoke screens and remove all the viruses from the system so that there will be real health as far as the spiritual air in the church is concerned. I hope you understand what I'm trying to communicate.
So that
if the singers are told, sing the song, they must just sing the song. Oh, Sister Eunice.
Anansu iti sebia, Sister Eunice, eka chile nyo mtofone se ene, yebetu Yesu ya ne wase yetu.
If the instrumentalists are asked to play in a particular way, they just must play in the way the director is asking them to play.
Ti wama mubon chenenso se yakase mubonu watintintimua ne wase mubonu.
If the prayer leaders are instructed to lead in a particular way, just lead in the way you have been asked to lead. If the sound controls are told to control in a certain manner, don't be the type that is always told, do this, do that, do this. When you do that, you are creating an impression that you cannot supervise yourself. So this year, we want some of these things to go down so that we can really sail the way we must sail.
Amen.
Can I have an amen for the Lord?
Amen. Inti wa uchinchimu adi ayaka semu ni adi ewusu. Men cho madenyu na yankancho. Shasiese ube hube bie bie ada yebeja honanu we chinchimatu wa pepepe. Sebe ya, we nyamien mo nyamnu sube ya kesi wademu ha.
Do not do your own thing. I said, do not do your own thing when you are part of an organization. Are you here with me? Sometimes doing your own thing is also manifested in a manner that when meetings are called, let's say we are meeting at 5 o'clock, you decide that I will come at 6.
Now, once so woya wade ne to me daddy wa bra ya kase oh ye babe siawa ha non sia one kasa wu to me ya wajin say okay media meba non soon.
The question is, why have you decided you will come at 6?
Na ye bisa sada na wa ya wajin say wu be chance waba.
Is it probably because you don't want anybody to tell you what has to be done?
Na enu ye bisa se chere se won beso bibe chira wa dia wasa woya na.
Is it because of pride? God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. So in every department of the church, the leader there must be respected, and whatever instructions are given must be adhered to in the manner they must be adhered to.
Enu ti baby biara ya wo ekopeni bia owo mu no nya obeka tre yen se yen ye na yen ye ni pepepe.
I want to suggest to you that when your leaders come to meetings or services before you, it's a sign of disrespect. You may not think deeply about it, and many times in a church we don't like to talk much about it because it can easily be misconstrued, misunderstood. But I want to suggest to you that when your leaders constantly come to meetings before you, it may be because you cannot be told what to do. You are set. You are dry. You are proud. You are not pliable. You are not malleable. You are fixed. And you see, a stiff-neckedness, somebody who is fixed in his view, that thing is a sign of pride. And the Bible talks about the thing being broken without remedy. So let's watch our lives. If it's a singing, should your music director come and wait for you? Is that what you do in the secular job? Why make the work of God look inferior and suffer? So all of us examine ourselves and mend our ways that we may take off and take off.
Enu tin ya kan se baby dia wuko biara se wukendi fo no kwansa na waba enye fine enye se bia wo ba singing na wa sha se wo director wo music director na ba ansa na waba enampo asori ye beba no sa asori ma na sofo no wa hadada enye na den na kire den na ye akire na ye akire ni se wo dia wo ni wo ye ni hia se ni asofo ni ya na na ban de sa na chese kira ahomaso emra so se wo se yekosia emra ye de ama oni di kan ko ansa na ne a obeba no po aba e kire se wa bra wo ho ase enu ti afia ye remu mama ye sisa ye adwene ni aye ye se ye se mra ye bedi su ye ma ya kanifo ni ni kan ma ansa na ya ba
enye. You see, Jesus said that not those who call me Lord, Lord, or pastor, pastor, or prophet, prophet, not those who do that are doing well. He said, what I tell you, do it. You see, so if we encourage you, we are doing a meeting. I think that you must be there before the leaders get there. You see, when you do that, a time comes you become a leader and you have very few things to fight for and fight with. It's the devil and his words you have to deal with. But it is so stressful and strenuous when leaders have to try to change people's attitudes. Hey, why didn't you come? All of you come and clock right the time you arrive. All these things, why should it be? So as we are growing, let us examine ourselves and see, is it my pride which is at stake? You see, and I heard somebody talk about pride. He said, pride is very much like high blood pressure. When you have it, you may not know it for a while until the machine is put around your wrist and your blood pressure is checked. You may have high blood pressure and be normal, feel normal, go up and down and not know what is happening. This is the reason why those of you who are above 30 years, you need to do periodic checkup, yearly checkup, to see if something is trying to creep into your life on your blind side, because you can have high blood pressure and not know it. It's a silent killer. You may have high cholesterol and not know it. It's a silent killer. So instead of you saying that, oh me, I have faith in God. I have faith in God. I believe God. He took my sickness. He carried my disease. Yes, I know. That's why you must check to see. You see, you must check to see, because sometimes you can make all those confessions and in your body, God is saying, no common sense, no common sense. What is common is not common to my child. And so the blood pressure begins to rise. And somebody says, that's very much like pride. You may be growing in pride, but you may not know. You have gotten to a stage, no exhortation reaches you, Mr. Tay. No encouragement reaches you, Irama. You choose to do what you want to do. No permission. You just come. I will not ask any permission. You just come. And I'm telling you that all this is a manifestation of pride. And God always fights. God himself. You think that he's always on your side. No, no, no. There are times he fights you. God fights the proud, but he gives grace. The humble, he gives him grace. He gives him enablement. He gives him power to rise. The way up is not up. You want to be up. The way up is down. The way up is down. If you can go down, you will be lifted up. So those of you who have to do medical checkup, it's a nice exhortation. The year is young. Do it. I took this thing seriously one day when a pastor just died suddenly. And I was called and I went to a Fionkwanta. This pastor had washed down. I could see from his body, we're quite fine. He was bathing and then he just collapsed. And I looked at him. He looked like somebody who was alive, but he was gone. He was gone. And I said to myself that I need to do yearly checkup. But some of you think that is a manifestation of the pastor's doubt. But you see, when I did the checkup, I saw something. And I'm glad I saw it ahead, because it could have given me a serious problem. I may well be preaching. And you see, there were times I was preaching in the church and I'll feel dizzy. And I used to wonder. That's why I created a stool. Now I don't sit on the stool because everything is blessed. But I'll be preaching and I felt dizzy. And I'll feel that, oh, maybe I didn't eat. Maybe I didn't do this. But there was something creeping. It was creeping. It was creeping, lacking at the sides. And when I took the test, I said, this is the thing. And that's how humility is like. That's how pride is. You'll be building it. As you age, you are building it. It's showing symptoms. You ignore them. You are building it. It's showing symptoms. You ignore them. Before you are aware, pah! Because God always fights the person who is proud, but he gives grace to the humble.
Amen. Nyaya can say, Onyankopon ni huo huna sam ya nokra wase. Nya wa manu husuno obe brena se. Na nya wa brenu huasinu ono obe manisu. Na wasi wobi chile muma yeti asye se. Ahuma suo etise yari a ye friend pressure. Eni se wa huwa wuhu. E kuwa wuhu. Wani baba husunu we wewe na uko. Na sana pressure te. Na unko sise ube huno. Wajumbe yo se shini uhu. Nemo uko doctor. Nya diye miemia efidiye bi esi uhuwa. Yemia no kofi no ni ebebem ni na bechre se wo pressure na wo sura na ewo form se wo anko ameya cheke mu ehu a ubewu a wo hu na obi na dwoma se o sofo jai onyankopon na sem ni wo se yesu ni mprekom na enya yayaresa sofo mi wo ma yaresa me dia magie di me ya wo mi me ko doctor da doctor bi anhwe me da nti nya dia obetumi akatia me se me yare sofo jai pressure sem ni ebi ni me ho nanso wo se wa hu bi ehu bi ni nyonku sofo bi wo dware wo se ne ho nom nom ne fefefe o aya na gragra netim ya ma sofo esu di no ko doctor anche pressure o oti long sofo no ko enuti e hoda ma nani ba ne ho so sana homa so te enyini kakran uhu e ba uhu se wonka se wan hwehwe umu enhu wonu onyame asam anni mfimfam an hwehwe mu a uhu ni abehwan se ahoma so aba wo so na ne oka ne se nyame asam se ni awo ma ne ho so no onyame nan kasa ba bre na se na ni awo bre ne ho ase ne onyame ba ma ne so enuti ni awo ya wodi wadwene ne wa wo pe awodi ye wa sorry dem ha ye catch yo se be share sabre ya wo se mema e da se ye bom pa ye da se ye church onyame asem na wa yi ba ko en ka ya no wo ma wan kasa wo de wo pe e sise ne o ma aye se pressure kakan se wan hwe ye no onyame e kasa aso ade na wo ye ni ti mema me de masam e ba wo so a wo be hu ane wa wu ma mo ma ye ntwen ko si sam pempen so no mo ma ye nko na Dr. Jesus offer pressure ha de bi sisi ye ho na ye hwe se ya pressure na ya wona ya kase ni bia na ketoa ni bi sa wo pesa wo froko soro onyame ma wo so de wo kosoro de a ene ne sua se wo be shase aviase emra wo bo wo ase abra wo ho ase no onyame de na dum be gu so na wo be ma wo so e de wa kodum pempen so anu onyame ahyehye de ama ho.
The second way pride is manifested in the church is when you avoid menial jobs in the church.
E kwan bia wo ahoma so e da ne ho adi ne se wa sorry them wo hwa wo di bia ne sa dia wo tena adwuma kitinkiti bi wo ho a wo ye.
You cannot be told to be an usher.
Enya dia ye betumi aka kire wo se be ye washer.
You cannot be told to pick the blocks and put them here.
Wo to ye to me can cho se ho ma blog isu na fatu ha.
But that's not how Jesus raised his disciples or apostles.
Nanso enya sa na Yesu o kire kire ne suafo no mo mo ye.
If you read John chapter 6 verse 12, he taught them to do menial jobs.
Okay, kan Yohane asempa wo kire wo mo adwuma ketenkete a wo betumi aye.
12 apostles.
Na onyankopo Yesu ne chidifo edu mienu.
Close leaders of Christ.
Wo mo be Yesu power na kwantuo nyinaamu.
Jesus feeds thousands of people and they are fed and they are belching. You know when people eat, there's a way they throw their legs about.
Na na Yesu wa hwe amankrofo bebre aduane na nipa didi me a e wo kwan ofa soto ne nsa ne nenan.
There were 12 of the people sitting on the front row at the crusade.
Na wo crusade na se no na Yesu asuafo do mienu na ti animu pa.
With all the miracles that were going on.
Na wo anwanwa dwuma no onyame ye nyinara.
When the people had eaten and there were leftovers.
Ema na nipa na didi awie na na bia ka se no.
Jesus called his apostles.
Na Yesu fre ono na suafo nara.
Paul didn't call all the teenagers in the crusade, come forward, I've got a job for you. That he called his apostles and he told them take baskets and collect the crumbs. So you can imagine Peter was older than Jesus and all the others, and they were bending down fish head, they put, because some people chew head of a fish, some others don't chew. Fish head, bones, bread. Some people take the inside of the bread, most children do that, and then they leave the brown, the outside. Peter and the rest, they were picking, they were called, they were doing menial jobs. These were apostles, but Christ trained them do menial job, because the way up is down. The way up is where?
Down.
It's down. You need to go down in order to rise up. So when people don't like to be told to do menial jobs, it's a manifestation probably of pride.
Na Yesu kire na sua fo ni se omutumi nya enwuma nketenkete emra Yesu che aduane ni wieye no o che aduane ma ni pampempempem no o ka che na sua fo ni se mumfa kentan na munsesa ne aka obi wo ho wi na mo nwi niti na Petro wafa no dia to kentan mu na Yohane akwa hu brodo ayaye ne safro no ye die wie no watum na waja ne hu nyina na no so amaso dia tum dompa obi awe enu ti Yesu kire se Wamunya sa ejuma nkiti nkiti na no onyame de kire yense sa wo pese wo kosro dia ene na wo sa wo bra wo ase obi wo ha yentumi kanche nupo so mfa konwa esan sa ne otienti eba ne sa e kire ahoma so a ewo mu.
And there are church members, ashes cannot tell you where to sit. Hey, they can't tell you how there
na asori mebi wo ho a o sa no tumi kanche ne se betena ha na wo o sa wo ye hwan.
They do what they like. So, whilst the usher has been told, arrange the church this way, the usher is telling the church members who are coming, please sit here. The usher is going ahead of the... Pastor Tiokam. The usher is going ahead... Follow me. The usher is going ahead to usher the church member where to sit. And as the usher is following, the church member is following the usher, he sees a seat. Pastor Tiokam, instead of following me now, pass somewhere.
Merci.
So the usher turns back and there is nobody. Merci. And I've seen it many times in the church.
Merci.
The usher is leading to tell people where to sit, but I cannot be told where to sit. You can't tell me where to sit. Why can you not be told where to sit? Is it because of your pride?
Merci.
Answer the question for yourself.
Answer
it. Some of these little things are manifestations of huge problems within. And all these, if you're a leader, you don't only follow what people say. You watch what they do and what they, all these things are symptomatic. It's when you are young, a leader, that you don't call it. But when you grow to become a leader, you know that this person, he can't take instructions. I cannot work with him. So all these are manifestations. So God fights the what? You see, God fights
proud.
The proud, and God gives grace to the
humble.
To the humble. What you want.
Now where are you can dear can dear chair nyina e bia na so for buy na wa culture washer ne say wo ene she say sorry them has say and to be fan say washer to say their so for chair so for ebo na ye usher and so for to e sorry ba na wa culture say oh sorry ba di machina me ma ba bi ntina sorry ba no kwa na wo hu ba bi atom na wa kwetena say usher ne bedu ba bi a wa hwehwe say wo nyane betan na wa yira fi na chi na where e de chire say won sha dan pese wutie ni osha ne kan ukuta yiraduro watena akonya wa opeso onyame hu ya mobo na wo ka dia chance obi anyi ano se wo ya obi a osha ntumi ma ba bi a wontena e chire bibi a chese da bi no ye ntumi anfa wo nya adwuma sansa wo nya wo pe e na wo ye wankasa eyi ano wo utrim.
Amen.
Amen.
Look at Psalm 84 Verse 10 to 12. I think I need to speed up a little bit now. For a day in your court is better than a thousand, said David.
Now David can say rather that group made you no
I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness.
Na ebeye se meshe abubu a ewo onyame fie sense mekwa kwotena adeboye fo entem.
For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord gives grace and glory.
Na onyame ate se abambo kese ono na oma adum ene enmonyam.
No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly.
Adebe biara papa bia ni ho onyame ebeje efi ni ma ho wonu ma wo munante wona kwam.
O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusted in thee.
Onyame awoye onyame kese enhira ni onia oji wo onyame di.
David said, I will rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God.
Now David is saying, me pese me ye onyame fie wachimai.
Because the Lord is a sun and shield, verse
11.
He gives grace. You see the word grace again. He gives grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. This is the reason why you must be ready to do menial jobs in the church. Because God watches over that. And he gives grace, and then he adds another thing, glory to it. And he says, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. This year, whatever God has planned for you, may you never be denied it. I said, may you never be denied it.
I receive it.
May humility make you earn everything that God has designed for you. I say amen to that.
Amen.
Now, the purpose of preaching the Word of God is to get people encouraged, to offer hope to people, and to comfort them in their time of need. But ultimately, the reason why we preach on air is to get you born again. And so if you want to receive Christ Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord, this is a prayer you can pray. Just say, Lord Jesus, I come to you this time. I believe I'm a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins and come and stay in my heart. Write my name in the book of life and give me the grace to live for you. Thank you, Father, for hearing me in Jesus' name. Friend, if you pray that prayer, I believe that God has come into your life. Join a Bible-based prayer and church that teaches the Word of God and continue, and your life will never be the same. Lord, I lift your name. Now I want to talk about a book I wrote for the youth. You know, I got born again when I was young, 13 years, and I've had an opportunity of staying in youth fellowship and growing up to the stage I am now. So I wrote this book basically out of the study of the book of Esther. In this book, I show you in chapter 1 that there is a high place for every human being God has created. You have a high place, I have a high place. The question now is, how do I get to my high place? As you see other people rising up to their high places, question is, how can you get to your high place as well? The book will discuss with you 10 points that will help you to get to your high place. You know, Esther was, if you like, but with the help of Mordecai, she was able to become the first of the Persian Empire, Persia, which is now called Iran. You probably can learn a few points and lessons from somebody who was a nobody but became the highest among women in the land. Not to mention the fact that she was also a foreigner, that's a Jew. Then in chapter 3, I share with you what to do once you get to your high place. Because some people get to their high places and they misbehave. They dishonor the people who have assisted them. They don't acknowledge their fathers and their mothers and their friends who were a great help to them on their way up. So there too, I share with you so many points on what to do once you get to your high place. This book will definitely add something to your life. So get a copy, The High Place.
For copies of these and other messages or books, please call 0244-228-331 or 0249-454-976 or visit the church premises on Dempetadu Road, 3 minutes drive from St. Peter's School, West Anaji. God richly bless you.